WBEZ Features is supported by Adler University, educating students to advance socially responsible practice, healthy communities, and a more just society. With degrees in psychology, counseling, public policy, and leadership. Adler.edu.
So far in Chicago, Black people comprise 60% of COVID-19 deaths. Dr. Regina Benjamin served as U.S. Surgeon General under President Barack Obama. Today, she is educating people on why the pandemic has a disproportionate impact on Black and Brown communities around the country. She sat down with WBEZ's Natalie Moore.
We don't have accurate numbers in Chicago for Latinos, both in deaths and confirmed COVID-19 cases, but we do know that the diabetes rates and hypertension rates for Latinos are similar to the rates in the Black community. Do you think that this community is at risk too?
Very much so. And you basically stated it pretty well that as we look back on this, the numbers will probably be different, but what we're seeing right now may not be the full picture. But we do know that these conditions are in the Hispanic community, just as it is in the African-American community. We also know that health disparities has been around for a while, 20 years or so. We've been researching it, but with that research, we've learned some things. We learn the social determinants of health really matter, that the death rate for people with less than 12 years of education is 2.5 times that of those with a high school diploma. We know that your financial health is directly related to your physical health, that access to health care, clean water, clean air, all contribute to it. And many of our communities don't have these. The research also shows us that your zip code is a better predictor than your genetic code for health and longevity.
There's been a lot of victim blaming and shaming, including by the current Surgeon General. Can you talk some more about the barriers to health equity that Black and Brown communities face?
When I was Surgeon General, I released the first ever National Prevention Strategy. And one of the pillars of that strategy was to try to eliminate health disparities. And so we've been working on it for a long time. And we don't want to blame victims. One of the things that I hope that we will come out of this entire crisis with on the other end is a little bit more empathy. We're seeing people talk a lot about the economy and how much difficulty it is. And it is, it's very stressful, not knowing where your next paycheck is coming from, not knowing how to pay your rent, whether you can put food on the table. If you do have a job right now and your kids are at home, how do you handle daycare? These are very stressful, very real things. But people in poor communities, that single mom has been dealing with these same issues for a very long time. I hope that we come out of this having a better appreciation for what poor people have been going through. And as we make public policy, we can remember what it felt like.
The one thing that I have thought about during this pandemic is the old expression, America catches a cold and Black America catches pneumonia. And I'm just wondering, how have you thought about, especially in these past couple of weeks, how the national discourse has been about the inequities and seeing the more vulnerable populations get and die from COVID-19 faster than other communities?
We saw during Katrina, it was all in your face, and we thought we learned a lot there, but we have a lot more to learn. Here it is again. And oftentimes we don't want to acknowledge things that are hard to see. And it's hard to see those faces of people dying, but it makes us stop and think. And so I hope as a nation that we certainly can have that empathy, have that understanding. And as you said, not blame the victim, but look for solutions. And when we improve the health of all of us, the health of the entire community, we'll be a healthier nation.
That was WBEZ's Natalie Moore talking to Dr. Regina Benjamin, former U.S. Surgeon General.